Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston is at risk of losing federal funding after inspections identified several issues, including a case in which a patient was paralyzed. The Sun Journal first reported it yesterday that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found CMMC deficient in safety and quality. Our Patty White has been looking at this story today, and she joins me now. Patty, tell us about when issues at CMMC were first identified and what kinds of deficiencies we're talking about here.
So it was in January when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services surveyed CMMC, and it was triggered by a patient complaint. And this case starts with a patient at a spine surgeon's office last October when they lost their balance, hit their head, and became unconscious. The patient was transported to CMMC's emergency department with a known spine fracture. And at one point, the patient was lying down in bed, and a nurse came in and started to elevate the head of the bed to a 45-degree angle. The federal report says that a family member questioned doing this, but the nurse said they were following doctor's orders and continued to move the patient to an upright position while the patient was screaming in pain. And afterward, the medical records say, the patient lost motor function and was paralyzed.
And what does the hospital say about this incident?
I spoke to Dr. David Tuppence, who's the president and CEO of Central Maine Medical Center, and he said that the federal report doesn't capture the full context of what transpired and the underlying medical conditions the patient had. But he did also say that CMMC is not trying to dodge accountability.
We take our responsibility very seriously to identify cases where we can improve and to immediately and very aggressively look for opportunities for process improvement.
And improvement is what the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services want to see. The report concluded that CMMC was deficient in three areas: in emergency services, quality, and hospital leadership. And if CMMC doesn't improve, it will lose its federal Medicare funding.
All right. And given that, what do we know about the progress the hospital has made since January?
So there have been two surveys since then that also found deficiencies, and one survey was in response to another patient complaint. This patient came to the ER in January with chest pain. They got an EKG, and the results were normal, but protocol requires other tests, and those were not conducted. And after waiting for 2 hours, the patient left the ER without ever being seen by a doctor.
It sounds from that story like CMMC hasn't made much progress.
Dr. Tuppence would disagree with that assessment. He says that fixing these issues is, quote, not a simple one and done. And he pointed out that despite these additional findings of deficiencies, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has seen enough progress to push back the deadline CMMC has to make corrections. The initial deadline was May 4th, but now it's June 30th.
All right. So what is the hospital doing to improve?
According to Tuppence, the hospital is looking at several areas, from improving communication to ensuring protocols are consistently applied. And really, he says it all boils down to making sure that the processes the hospital uses are resilient and not subject to a single failure point.
Now, we should note that this is just the latest example of CMMC having problems. Last summer, their federal funding was in jeopardy because the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found they were turning away patients in mental health crisis from their ER without proper treatment. And there's been some turmoil within the wider Central Maine healthcare system, with some staff voting no confidence in Central Maine healthcare CEO Jeff Brickman last summer.
That's right. And the Sun Journal also reported last month that a board member for the healthcare system resigned because he wasn't happy with the direction of the organization and he was concerned about his personal liability. And, you know, in the face of this latest challenge that CMMC is dealing with, Tuppence said the deficiencies found are not the full picture of what's happening at CMMC. He pointed out that, among other things, the hospital was recently awarded an A grade from the LeapFrog rating group, and that is an improvement from the C grade it received before that. Here's what he had to say about what's happening at the hospital.
The community needs to recognize that there are a number of other very objective indications that this organization is far better and stronger than it was a year or two ago.
How likely is it then that CMMC will meet its June 30th deadline for improvements?
Tuppence says he is expecting the hospital will meet that deadline, and there's likely millions at stake should CMMC lose its Medicare funding, but he says he's confident that won't happen.
Patty White is a reporter at Maine Public Radio. Thanks so much, Patty.
Thanks, Nora.